Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is the gentleman seated right next to me here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hey, you know something, folks? This is going to be an interesting show because a lot of things, the stupidity of sports has really come to a head, and we're going to discuss it.
We got a lot to talk about. Football season has gotten underway. We've got injuries already. We've got baseball season winding down, getting into the postseason. Basketball is going to be coming online. Hockey. I think they're still playing soccer. At least Julio Urias was over there beating up on his wife, I think, at a game recently.
Well, they had a van bringing in some women from the border so we could pound them.
I don't know. As a stupidity is right. That's one of the stupid things there. You're in a contract year, and you start beating up on a woman, and it's not – not going to be pretty for Julio Urias. I think he's probably done with baseball, but we'll get into that here in the show. How's your week going, Fred? I ran into you over there at the acupuncture place over there. You look pretty good. You actually wear an outfit when you go to the acupuncturist.
Yeah, I have a...
It's got a pincushion.
I have, you know, the movie, the horror movie, Pinhead?
Yeah.
I have that mask.
Yeah, and you were wearing it. It was great. And I went in there. I like to dress down. I like to come just in my shorts so that they can find any place they want to pin other than the area covered by the shorts to go ahead and stick in some little pins there. It's good stuff.
Well, you go over there and you throw your money around is what you do.
Well, so do you.
Not with this shirt on.
Telling you. I'm saying it's something else.
I don't have too much to gripe about here.
It seems to work. It's the first time I've ever done acupuncture, and it's you know, they start off, I don't know, do they use nails for you? Got about a 4-inch stud they stick right in the center of my head over there, and it seems to really draw attention to the center of my brain where I can focus.
Well, then they actually are able to find out how small your head is.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I think they're trying to split it, but I don't know. But it does work, I have to tell you. It's a very good. Thanks to you for recommending it, by the way.
Well, there's only so much you can do in life.
That's right. You got to take advantage of it while you have the chance. That's our motto here.
Yeah.
It is the Fred Dreyer Show. We're talking sports, all sports, behind the scenes in sports. We got a lot to get into here. We got a lot to talk about, so stay with us here. Thanks for being here.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge, coming to you nationwide, coast to coast from the studios of CRN, the Competition Radio Network. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, getting into it this week, football got underway.
Oh, God.
And a lot of stories coming out after week one. We're moving in here now into week two. Baker Mayfield, apparently he confirmed that he learned some of the Minnesota Vikings' defensive signals. And some people say he cheated. Baker Mayfield said he didn't. Here's the story. Let me lay it out for you first. They got off to a slow start. Tampa Bay, Minnesota. Minnesota was doing well. Tampa Bay was there. But Baker Mayfield ultimately got it together, and they scored a 20-17 upset over the Minnesota Vikings. And what changed, they say, for Tampa Bay in the middle of the game? Apparently, Baker Mayfield figured out some new Vikings defense coordinator Brian Flores' plans. During an interview, it was on the Buccaneers radio network, the running back for Tampa Bay, Rashad White, said that Baker figured out Minnesota's scheme at halftime, acknowledged, and Baker himself on Wednesday said he figured out that the Vikings signals allowed him and Tampa's offense to have success in the second half. He's quoting Baker Mayfield, he said, quite a bit. And when he was asked how much of an advantage, knowing Minnesota's signals, giving the Buccaneers' offense the edge, and Mayfield, though, said he didn't consider his actions to be an act of cheating, in case you're wondering. He said, listen, I know we're in Tampa, but I'm a Texas Rangers fan, not a Houston Astros fan, he said, so we're not going to go there. He said, I just remember, and here's what happened, according to the running back there for Tampa Bay that had his was being interviewed at the Buccaneers radio network, Rashad White. Rashad said, I just remember Bake came into the locker room literally at halftime. He said, I got it. We got all these signals. We're in there taking as an offense. And he's like, I know all these signals. If they do this, they're going to go into cover two. If they do this, they're going to go into cover three. Every time I alert this and they do this signal, they're dropping back to this. And I'm like, wow, Rashad says, that's amazing. So they did it, and they won the game. Now, First off, your comments on that, Fred Dreyer. What do
you
think?
I don't know what you want me to comment on.
Well, I want you to comment on the following. You've for years we were playing football, and I remember you on this show said that during timeouts, a lot of the players would be looking in the stands, seeing who was the fans were up there, and you would be looking at the sidelines, at the coach and the quarterback talking, and you would be able to determine whether it was going to be a run or a pass play depending on how long they stayed together talking on the sidelines. Am I correct with that?
Well, it partially.
Well, then correct me.
Partially, because if you're in battle, if you're a boxer, pick a sport. But if you're a boxer, and your opponent has a tendency in the later rounds when he's tired to drop his guard a little bit, an inch or 2 inches, and then when he leads with a certain punch, you can come in over that punch and score points and knock him out and win the match. Okay? That's done in life on many, many levels.
That's being observant.
That's not cheating. That is using your wits to survive.
I agree with you.
And in this case, it's a football game. In this case, it's clear that if you have an opportunity to get up on your opponent, you take it.
Well, yes, and my thought is like, if you use your brain to see what's going on, what do they expect you to do? Those that think he cheated, stop the game and say,
that's right.
Got to tell you, I'm able to tell you're gonna pass the ball here because I can see that. No, you're just taking your eyes and you're seeing what's going on and you're trying to help your team, and it's the other team's fault for letting their signals get out.
Well, as I said, this hour is loaded with stupidity.
Yeah. Now, you also mentioned to me off the air before we started that in baseball, Joe Morgan had some things he used to do to help his team.
All the great ones. I use Joe Morgan as just an example of the defensive positions that they pick.
What did Morgan do?
Well, look. What do you think the genesis of the shift was the last year or two?
Oh boy.
What was the genesis of it? And that was, how can we manipulate the game, take hits away, go right where the power alleys are, and make sure that pitchers don't get their way with certain hitters.
Let me tell you, you know, it's with that point that you have as a side note, with the shift, everybody's saying, Cody Bellinger is doing so well with the Cubs. He's doing great. There's no shift this year. So a lot of players that were hitting the ball in the same spot and they were able to move the team right there to catch it every time no longer can do that. So, of course, Cody Bellinger is going to do better because he can keep hitting it in the same spot and probably get more hits than he did when the shift was
on. Yeah, and suddenly, that's correct. And suddenly this year, they've discovered bunting.
Oh, it's amazing.
So is that cheating?
No.
I'm going to bunt the ball to the place where they aren't.
Well, you mentioned Joe Morgan when he played for the Astros. When he got to second base, he would try to check signs out, right?
That's exactly correct. And everybody did it. Everybody
you're
does
on second,
it to this
trying
day.
To catch the catchers.
To this day, they do it to this day.
Yeah.
And there's nobody who's throwing themselves on the mercy of the court saying, geez, you know, I got to tell you, I stole four bases today, and I got a tip off from the pitcher when he was going to pitch outside. So I just want to give those bases back.
Yeah, let me take them back. And so you do it if you have the chance. Now, going back to you, you would look at the coach and you would look at the quarterback in the TV timeouts, and you would get an idea about whether there was going to be a pass or a run. How would you figure that out? By the length of that meeting?
Everything is different.
Yes.
Every team, every Sunday, every year. Every time they cut a player and bring a new player on, everybody is now constantly frothing at the trough of ingenuity to get a step on a receiver, to get a step on a defensive end, to to make sure that they can manufacture a system of information that helps them get the information that they want down in distance, place on the field. The Vikings run quick tosses to George Foreman if he's in this situation and the tight end is in motion. There's a lot of things that are constants. And if you're paying attention, which most players do,
yes,
you can get them to drop those plays. Those are effective plays with a great player. They'll go away from that, and they won't put the tight end in motion, and it'll be a pass or a play action pass. So what you're trying to do on defense is dictate to the offense what you would like them to do, and you can do it.
You can do it.
And it's not cheating.
Right. And however, if you've got a trash can and you got a guy up in the stands with a camera and binoculars, and they're going to see what the pitch is going to be coming down and tip the pitchers, and they're cheating and signaling the dugout so someone can have a buzzer placed on inside under their uniform and know it's a fastball or slow ball, that is cheating.
Well, it's clear it's cheating. As a matter of fact, the league told, James Crane.
Yeah.
They told him the year before, stop doing that. And he said, I apologize. This wasn't an email, for crying out loud. And nobody has done anything, or will they do anything about it. And until that day happens, sports is a joke as far as I'm concerned. Our fans here, tune in on the show to see what our opinions are. But I'm going to tell you something. Sports is close to being dead.
We'll have more on that straight ahead with Fred Dreyer right here on the Fred Dreyer Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Back in our sports lounge here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is Fred Dreyer. One final thought on this whole Baker Mayfield thing and Baker Mayfield and the running back there of the Tampa Bay Bucks talking on the Buccaneers Radio Network, running back Rashad White. Why are they talking about this, Fred? It's like, if you're able to pick out the guy's signs, why are you telling everybody, oh yeah, we picked out their signs? I mean, isn't that stupidity?
Well, not only that.
Yes.
Several years ago, I went to a preseason game in Arizona with the idiot Cardinals and that maniacal
ownership. Hello to all our good listeners in Arizona.
Maniacal ownership. Hey, okay. They know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And do you disagree?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. All right,
because just said hello to the fans.
Yeah,
there.
That's fine.
Yeah.
There's many ways you can say hello, and we
do it differently.
We do it differently,
yes,
here.
We do.
And I came off the sideline. I was walking, and I was on the sideline, and there was some plays, like a punt, and all this stuff. And it was an exchange of possession and stuff. And the one guy comes off the field, comes running off. He's breathing deeply for some reason or other, trying to convince us that he has been hustling. And he comes over the sideline and reaches into his sock and pulls out his cell phone.
Come on. You got to be kidding me. That's it?
He pulls out his cell phone.
Get this. You know, you're playing a game. Don't wear your watch like Joe Torre used to, as manager of the Dodgers. Don't wear a watch. Don't, you know, have that jewelry on there. You're playing a game here. We
and
don't need to see your jewelry.
It's being allowed.
Yeah.
It's being allowed.
That's the problem. Too much social media.
And so when you start talking to people, when Baker Mayfield, who's in a position of responsibility.
Correct. He's a quarterback.
When he starts allowing this crap, being the father of information, because he wants to have a show. So what he does, he goes back after the games are over, or before, but primarily after the games are over, and then dumps, coughs up all of the...
It was Rashad that did that. Rashad White was...
Fine. That's his teammate, right?
Yes, that's correct.
That's correct. That's so correct. He now shoots his mouth off and starts talking about things that can only lead to this type of, do I say, journalism?
Yeah. Gave us our first segment here on
this
the show.
This is just ridiculous. And if I was playing for a pro football team, I would expect a knock on the door from ownership to tell me to unplug the wagon.
It's exactly right. Pipe it down. All right, now, that's number one. Number two, we're all excited. Monday Night Football this last week. Come on. Aaron Rodgers' new team got the New York Jets going here. It's going to be great. They're playing Buffalo. 4 plays into the game, like 4 minutes in or something, he suffers this injury. And the first possession that the Jets have on Monday night, Aaron Rodgers, 39 years old, falls down. And 4 minutes into the game, they come out, they bring the truck out and load him into it. And he's got the problem with his Achilles tendon. He's going to be out for the season. Now, on top of that, the Jets spent a lot of money this year putting in some new surface to play that's supposed to be wonderful. And I go back to you, Fred Dreyer, on this show time and time again. You were there when the first AstroTurf was installed. You've always said you've hated it. The fan, the players are now saying they hate it. And it's like, why do we keep, in this day and age, with guys like Roger Goodell of the NFL saying, well, we worry about everybody's safety, then why do they keep putting down AstroTurf so that everybody can be injured? If they're so damn worried about injuries, get that AstroTurf off the damn field.
Or how about this? Let's get rid of the sport. You want to save you want to save people? Let's get them the hell off the field.
It's crazy.
You have to understand there's risk in every phase of life.
Yes.
Every phase of life there's risk. And I remember in 1969 being in Wellington Mara, the owner of the Giants, at 10 Columbus Circle in New York City. And he and I were talking about some things, and on the corner of his desk was a 3x5 swatch of AstroTurf. And I picked it up and looked at it. He says, interesting stuff, isn't it? And I said, what's this? He says, we're going to put AstroTurf in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you listening to what I'm telling
I'm
you?
I'm hearing what you're saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I can't make this stuff up. And one of the reasons I do this show with Mike is he's as ridiculously cynical and fed up as I am. Am I right about
that?
You're
absolutely right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I said, what are you talking about? What do you mean you're going to put it in there? You're going to bring it in on a truck and dump it off? What are you going to do? He says, no, we're going to – all of the league is now moving towards synthetic surfaces. And it was 69, and so that's when you had Philadelphia, St. Louis, you had Pittsburgh, you had all those teams build concrete stadiums that the home baseball team, Pittsburgh's, the Cardinals, so forth and so on, and they all played in it. And they used artificial surfaces. They used this stuff.
AstroTurf.
AstroTurf.
The Houston Astros at the original Astrodome when it first came out.
I remember going into Pittsburgh in a preseason game my rookie year, and we're in a punt drill.
Right.
We're punting, and then we're covering the punts, and then we flip the ball back and then run back and get in line again. Okay, that's what we're doing. You know, another mindless thing that I don't miss in my life. But we did it, and we did it with excellence, believe me.
I bet.
So here's the uptick. I'm standing in the back of the line, and I'm looking down the field about 60, 70 yards, and I see the ball that's just been kicked from behind me spiral up and bounce in front of the intended receiver. This ball bounced off of the concrete, off of the field, 100 feet. That's 10 stories.
Unbelievable.
This thing was, I'm exaggerating, but it bounced like you can't believe, and everybody was stopped and looked at it, and we realized, hey, pal, we've got a different animal here.
So you're telling us that the AstroTurf, and it originally was brought in because they had the covered stadium in Houston because it rained all the time, so it was one of the wonders of the world. They couldn't get grass to grow in there, so they came up with this AstroTurf. You're saying in the football stadiums they had concrete as the base, and then they just put this rug of AstroTurf on top of it?
When you install this surface,
yes,
you have to first lay down asphalt.
Oh,
you lay down about 2 inches of asphalt.
Yeah.
Then over that, you place a thin membrane, if at all, if you decide to use it or not. But sometimes they don't because the field will sweat prematurely. You don't want the field to sweat, so you have to stop using things that make the field sweat. So you've got a concrete and or you have concrete, then you have another surface, asphalt. And then on top of that asphalt, you've got a half-inch pad of styrofoam type of substance. And on top of that is a plastic artificial grass.
So it's like a pad when you lay down carpeting in a home. A pad, and then you put the carpet on top.
Yeah, that's right.
You got a pad, and
but
then
we're dealing with concrete.
That's
and,
the base, yeah.
And we're dealing with other types of substances.
So that's supposed to give for the players when they
fall.
Well,
it's supposed to protect them, everybody.
Yeah.
Because as we say here, you know, the commissioner, he so wants to look out for us, and he wants science to be the defining factor. You saw that in there, didn't you?
Yes.
He wants, Goodell wants science to be the arbiter of what they use.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said this week on Wednesday during an interview, he was on ESPN, he said that player safety remains a focus for the league, and he noted that the turf grass debate remains a, quote, complex issue that the NFL will continue to address with the union. And he said that the league is aware of numerous players' calls for grass fields, but he also said there are other players who like playing on a turf field because it's faster, so you've got mixed emotions. He says what we want to go on is science, he said.
Yeah, read that piece.
He said, we want to go on what's the best from an injury standpoint to prevent the injuries, to give our players the best possible surface to play on.
The best possible surface is God's green grass.
Everybody is talking about AstroTurf causing these injuries. You watch the game. Tell the audience.
I watch so much football. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I just don't stand up here and say I'm a friend of Mike's and he decided one day to come over in the restaurant and say, want to do a sports show? What would you like to do?
What happened?
And I said, well, I'd like to be able to maybe do the show and maybe tell the truth a little.
I asked you to share your salmon with me, too.
Yeah, and I ran you right out of there, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
Yeah, and your girlfriend was over. What's her name? Cynthia?
Cynthia, she was there.
Yeah, she's over there looking at me.
That's Fred Dreyer.
And waving and stuff. And I said, in the meantime, I'm mouthing to her, get him out of here.
Okay, all right. But
when we come back, I want to finish this.
I want you to finish that whole thing because this has been an argument with players for years. Yeah, maybe a running back or two thinks it's faster surface, but wait till they get tackled on it and rip themselves apart. It's... go with grass.
Just wait till you try to slow down after you've been going so fast.
I bet that's
you
tough.
Can't do it.
And that's when it grabs you, and that's when it rips your Achilles tendon.
Well, we're going to talk about that fact because we had an Achilles tendon tear on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, we did. Rest in peace, Aaron Rodgers. Season over, I'm telling you. This is something else. All right, stay with us. We're having more fun here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
$10 says your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. $10 says you can make those returns at Staples 7 days a week. $10 says you'll get in and out fast and easy. $10 says when you make an Amazon return at Staples, you'll get $10 off your Staples purchase of $30 or more. $10 says it's pretty cool to get $10 to spend on something you want just for returning something you don't. $10 says Staples will be your new favorite place for Amazon returns. $10 says you knew I was going to say $10 says. Offer good in store only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with Sky Rizzi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Sky Rizzi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Meanwhile, back at the Fred Dreyer Show in our sports lounge, I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers' injury on Monday Night Football. 4 minutes into the game, his cleat grabs something on the AstroTurf there, and he goes down. He's got a pulled Achilles tendon. He's going to be out for the entire season. You're not going to see him at all. At least that's what the report says over there. The coach is upset, and it's something else. The NFL Players Association is calling for grass in all stadiums. They got a new executive director up there, and they're a little upset about this whole thing. The torn Achilles tendon on Aaron Rodgers. MetLife Stadium, the home to the Jets and the Giants, installed a new surface this year called Field Turf, which is softer and has a more forgiving feel than their previous synthetic turf. But this is now an outcry going up for the National Football League Players Association Executive Director Lloyd Howell, who has talked about these sentiments in a statement released on Wednesday morning. He says, moving all stadium fields to high-quality natural grass surfaces is the easiest decision the NFL can make. The players overwhelmingly prefer it, and the data is clear that the grass is simply safer than the artificial turf. It's an issue that has been near the top of the players' list during my team visits and one I've raised with the NFL. While Roger Goodell, as I mentioned, says it's a complex issue, he wants to go with science. He says some players like the fast service, others don't. I think Roger Goodell is, there's got to be bucks going into the pocket of the NFL by using this artificial turf. Your thoughts, Fred?
It'll pay off.
Yeah.
This is a payoff.
Yes.
The idea was Monsanto and all of these other chemical companies.
Carpet manufacturers.
All of them. You know, industrial carpet. We're going to give you some more. We're going to give you 500,000 square yardage to put in your steel factory on the Monongahela River in Pittsburgh. We're going to set that up for you. But what we really want you to do, Mr. Rooney, is to pitch this to the National Football League and your brothers over there, and Mr. Rooney will say to him, "Isn't this a little bit heavy-handed? I mean, what you're doing here is you're asking the owners to tell the players you got to play on this stuff, and we're not going to play on grass. We're going to play on this." And instead, what we have now is an industrial situation. We don't have players working in a steel mill and tackling on a steel mill and on concrete and on asphalt. We want them to play on regular grass. That's what the players association wants.
They want grass. Yes.
So the owners took them a couple of years, but they just came in and said, "We're going to be nice to you guys in the coming years." And we want this, so we want you to put it in there. And they ran it by the players. you know, in the summer camps.
They wanted the artificial turf.
Franklin Field in Philadelphia was the first one to put it in.
The artificial.
That artificial turf, artificial surface. And we went out there and we looked at it. We said, this is suicide. This is, there's no way you're going to lay out and dive. So they had to figure out, what are we going to do now if you're a receiver? Would you reach out for a ball and put everything you have on the line?
Knowing you're going to land on concrete.
You're going to land on this belt sander? Because that stuff, when you slide on that stuff, it'll burn right through your uniform.
Whoa.
Through the uniform.
So this has been going on for years.
This has been going on for a long time.
So what is it still going on? Why don't they strike?
Because here's what they did.
What?
You know, we told them we don't want this crap. We're going to strike.
The players. You the players.
Right?
Yes.
And we couldn't get enough people to strike because not enough people made enough money to be able to sit out.
Got it.
To bring the machinery.
The salaries were down.
The game to a screeching halt and just simply say, we're not doing it, and that's final. And don't tell me people want it because it's faster. You promised us, ownership did, you promised us safety.
Yes.
And that's what this doesn't make football safer. It's more dangerous. That's a fact. I don't have to have a court a dissertation from a judge tell me, you know, you guys are really mistaken. This is actually really good for you.
Field turf.
Getting burns on your elbows that don't heal for a year. Try that.
Field turf. Now, you watched the game Monday night. You called it immediately.
Yeah.
You watched Aaron Rodgers the field turf grab him, right, and then pull the Achilles tendon.
Yeah. You know, when I was in high school and stuff and as a young kid, my friends, I used to love to win debates, and I said,
you still do.
I said, this is preposterous. They said, gee, Fred, you're right about that. I said, you know something? I'm so fed up. I'm so tired of being right about things that are this meaningful. You know, I said, I will go home. I'll drive my van home back across the United States.
That VW van.
To San Diego and tuck it away for another year or two, or however long you want to do it. But I'll strike with you no matter what. And then they would say, that's good for you, Fred, because you're making, twice as what we're making. And I said, well, that's a truth. You got to push through. What are you going to do? Well, I'm a school teacher, and I can't afford to do that. I understand that. I hear what you're saying.
But now it's different. The salaries are
but
up.
But now they've paid everybody off.
Yeah.
Enough time has gone by where the league has paid everyone off. And I've said this before. I've mentioned Gene Upshaw's name here on several times over.
He was the head of the Players Association.
He was a player, a great player, and for the Raiders. But when it came down to governing men, he's a liar. And I'll just simply say that because that's the truth of the matter.
Well, so, what did he lie about?
Well, we won't get into it.
Okay.
This isn't about him. This is about the subject matter of how are we going to go forward together?
Yeah, what are we going to do here?
Keep this AstroTurf away. I said, you've got multimillionaires that could walk out here on the field. Every team has 10 multimillionaires. You can just simply say, we're not going to participate in this. We're not doing anything about this. We're not going to be told lies. And we're not going to have somebody in our own camp come across the airwaves here and tell us falsehoods about the safety of this stuff. And nobody would hold you responsible.
Well, and the coach on the Jets, Robert Saleh, says, hey, come on. He says, this isn't the way. He said, quoting, I'd be shocked if this is the way he's going to go out, talking about Aaron Rodgers. Everybody wanted to see him play. Everybody wanted to see him on the new team. His, receiver out there ready to go. And it's like everything stops at the first part. Maybe it took this to get people to act and rip this stuff out and go back to natural turf. And it's going to take the Players Association and the players to
They're going to have to say, see you later.
They are going to have to. You're absolutely going right. To. By the way, the fans apparently were drinking heavily in Milwaukee at a bar.
No.
At a bar, because the bar said, hey, if the New York Jets lose, we'll pick up the tab for all your drinks. Because, of course, they were rooting against Aaron Rodgers there. And then the Jets turned it around and won the game, and everybody had to pay for their own bill. So
that's good.
Too bad out of there. All right, let's get into a little bit of baseball here, and we got a little bit an anniversary of yours coming up. So we got Max Scherzer is out for the rest of the season with an injury. Because
arm Max?
This is dead arm Max, who was dead arm for the Dodgers when they made the trade for him. Then he went to the Mets, wondered why he got traded. Thank goodness they unloaded him, because he goes over to the Texas Rangers, and now he's out now because he's got some kind of a tear or something. A tear is major strain he's got that's going to keep him probably out of the season and possibly throughout the playoffs. So they acquire him to increase their pitching staff, and he can't do it for them again.
Who's he with now?
He's with Texas Rangers.
Yeah, he's done.
Now, the Dodgers, people are saying, well, the Dodgers, when they started off, they had Julio Urias, Dustin May, Clayton Kershaw, Noah Syndergaard. Boy, we couldn't wait to unload him. Michael Grove.
They like him back now.
Tony Gosselin. At least they got a good player for him. They got Amed Rosario from the Cleveland Guardians. And then he was on Cleveland for about 2 weeks, and they dumped him. Tony Gonsolin is injured, so Walker Buehler's not going to play again. Julio Urias beat up on his wife. He's probably through with baseball. Dustin May is out. So you got Kershaw, but the Dodgers have some backup. They got Bobby Miller, Ryan Pepiot. They got Gavin Stone. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. This Lance Lynn, he gave up a lot of home runs, but he's been pitching pretty well for the Dodgers here. It's going to be an interesting playoffs.
He pitched well this last week.
Yeah, really. It does. All right, let's go and say hi to some of the neighbors that we've got here for you, Fred. We got comments and questions because we have been rolling and rocking here. So let's get over to the big board here and see who's tuned in and saying hi to you. Katrina is saying hi. Rachel is there. John is there from Michigan. Pleasantville. Sorry, John. Pamela says, hey, Fred, happy Hunter anniversary. 39 years ago, September 18th, 1984. Hunter debuted on television. It's now on Get TV, and they're going to show the 2-hour pilot this Saturday starting at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 Central. How about that?
Well, did you say they're also moving the series to those
Saturday and Sunday is going to be
Saturdays and Sundays?
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Nikki from Nebraska is there. Martine is saying hi. Bruce says hi from New Mexico. Kristen is saying good evening from Connecticut. All I can say is, being a Jet fan all of my life, you become conditioned to being disappointed, but this is getting ridiculous. Although I will take the win against Buffalo, she says.
Of course.
So, and it's, people watching us on Facebook Live and on Roku and on crntalk.com on the video. Diane, hello. Rachel, hello. We got a lot of people out there tuned in.
Well, I thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, and I appreciate your patronage.
That's good. So what do you think of the baseball playoffs? Is Atlanta the team that's going to have to be beat, you think? Baltimore's doing really well, too, Fred.
I don't see a lot of them. I hear they're okay.
They're doing great, though.
But, we'll see what happens. I think... But if you have to bet, lay your money down, it's Atlanta.
Yeah. And I think the Dodgers, if they get hot, they can be hot. They can get cold, they can be cold.
So I don't see how any franchise can withstand the injury to their pitching staff.
The Dodgers have had.
I can't believe there's got that many people hurt.
Blake Treinen has been out all season.
He's missed 2 years, actually.
Yeah, Daniel Hudson came back and is gone. Yancy Almonte is still out. But they have a strong, you got to have some good minor league arms there. And the Dodgers have done done well bringing some people up. Plus, they got that guy from Kansas City, Ryan Yarbrough, that has been pitching
for him too. You know what's interesting is what most of the pitchers who are acquired by the Dodgers, what they say is, we come here and we have meetings with the coaching staff, pitching coaches,
yep,
and they make a couple of tweaks and we're as good as new.
It's pretty interesting. That's good coaching staff, a good farm system. It's a pretty interesting team.
Yeah, they're
to watch.
Famous for it, the Dodger pitching staff.
10 out of 11, I think they've won the Western Division. We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We're back at the Fred Dreyer Show right here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. So, coming back September 18th, 1984, the big Hunter TV show made its debut on TV. And coming up on the weekends, it's going to be on Get TV on Saturdays and Sundays, Fred. It's going to be absolutely great. And there was an episode, I think, in 1987, Pamela sends in this week. It's called Any Second Now. And in this particular episode, it was based on the real-life ordeal of the late and lovely, talented Teresa Saldana. She's the one that was injured. Was it in New York? A stalker was knifed her or something,
yeah.
And she was screaming for help?
Yeah.
I remember that as a youngster. And she was in the Hunter show. I didn't realize that she was there, and she had survived in real life a near-fatal knife attack. And in this story, she plays Jennifer Hartman, a brilliant pianist who's being stalked and threatened by a psychopath who just got out of prison. How was it working with her, and did you talk to her about the memories of being attacked?
It's a good point,
yeah.
What you say there. I asked her this question.
Yes.
Isn't this role for you, isn't this a little too close?
Exactly.
Isn't it too close to reality?
What'd she say?
You almost lost your life. And she said, I looked at it the other way. You know, I looked at it as I had to do it.
I got it.
You know, so I thought
she goes to.
I thought she was very, very brave and
what a great person.
She was really something.
Hunter comes involved and he's got to go ahead and take some things back and kind of correct the situation. And there's also in this thing Richard
Dick Bacallion.
Dick Bacallion is there as the stalker, and you're chasing him. I know to try and get things done. And as always in Hunter, there is a lot of chasing going on. And eventually, I do.
Oh, look! There's me chasing.
Yeah, and then eventually, as I see you do, eventually run and catch up to him. You get this guy. We're gonna be posting these up at our website, the Fred Dreyer Show.
Well, by the way, you know that if you take a look at that that street,
yeah,
that's exactly what's underneath your football fields across America.
All right, and that's our show, everybody. We're here every week. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred _ Dreyer on Facebook, and facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Final thoughts, Fred?
Well, it's an artificial world out there in the sports world, but not here at CRN.
We'll see you next week.